Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sue, Becky's here.
Good afternoon.
And Chris is here.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Now, if you were listening last week, you'll know that Chris, my friend, has been saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is to kind of change your life, really, because, you know, if you say yes as opposed to sometimes saying no, it does open more doors and you kind of go in a different path in life, don't you?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah. It's from a film, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from a film called The Yes Man. I think Becky had a book, I believe.
Yeah, it's a Danny Wallace book, and then the film has got Jim Carrey in it. And basically, Danny Wallace broke up with his girlfriend and just decided that he was going to say yes all the time. And then Jim Carrey made the film off the back of that. But basically, it is just that. Saying yes makes your life more exciting because ultimately you end up doing really random stuff.
Mm. Yeah. It wasn't really working out for you last week because you just got like a horrible sandwich.
No.
That sandwich was disgusting. He went into this sandwich shop, the one where they ask you loads of questions. Like, why would you do that when you had to say yes? So when they said, what sauce do you want? He just sort of went, and then it was like, do you want all the sauces?
Yes.
It just looked like some soggy...
I made the same mistake again on Saturday night, which was a bit of an issue.
So last time we talked about this on the show, have you still been saying yes every time since then?
I've tried to, yeah. I've done my best. So that night I went out to the darts, if you remember.
Oh yeah. Yes.
How was that?
Really good. Really good fun.
Would I like it?
I'd love to take you.
But would I like it?
He messaged me saying, you would love the darts.
It's brilliant fun, but it's not your thing at all.
Do you get all the foods in a basket?
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't eaten anything out of a basket in so long.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that night after the darts, again, I was trying to carry on this yes thing. My mates, there's loads of fountains outside Wembley Arena.
Yes.
And I was feeling brave. My friends dared me. I had to say yes. And next morning, I've woken up with all these photos and videos of me running through the fountains outside Wembley Arena.
Oh, God.
I was soaked.
They're not the ones that, like, lure you in, like, so it's just normal, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, a bit like that. And do you know what's worse? They're colourful. So after a couple, they look even more appealing, don't they?
Oh, it's pretty lights.
Me and my mates went running through there, and then, we went to the pub afterwards, and... Someone's got this photo of me with my jeans off under the hand dryer with my jeans trying to get them dry.
That never works.
It doesn't work at all,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, never.
It all went wrong that night.
It did, didn't it? Well done.
The thing is with this yes thing is it's meant to be opening doors. It's meant to be a case that I say yes to everything and it's not that I'm just getting soaked or eating disgusting sandwiches. It should be that... You know, I'm getting these amazing job offers by now and I'm meeting incredible people.
Yes.
It's just not happening.
So you tried this again today, yes?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I was sort of stupid streetway, actually.
Oh, okay. Shall we hear that?
Of all the places, like, seriously, of all the places you would go if you had to say yes to everything, why on earth would the first place you'd go be Stupid Street?
It's just nearby. Let's hear that.
I'm Chris.
Hi.
And today I've got to say yes to everything.
Okay. Any question? You want to say yeah?
Yeah. Well, the idea is I'm trying to change my life by just saying yes to everything.
Right, so are you gay?
Well, no, not things like that.
The answer surely then was yes.
I don't understand these people on Stupid Street. They really are stupid, aren't they? They can ask me to do absolutely anything. And they're all asking, you know, she wasn't the only one.
Run up and down Oxford Street naked.
Oh, this is not fair.
They're all saying this, run up and down Oxford Street naked.
Basically, my name's Chris.
Yeah.
And today I've got to say yes to everything.
Oh, okay. Are you going to strip naked and run along Oxford Street?
Strip naked and run along Oxford Street.
Yeah. In front of these people.
But that's the only thing everyone's said so far.
So did you run along Oxford Street naked?
Right, I didn't, but it's something I'm going to have to do, I guess, because I've said yes.
When are you planning on that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of any way that I can get out of it, but it's going to happen, isn't it?
Yes, probably next time you go out with your mates.
Yeah.
That could really change your life, though.
Well, yeah, it could put me in prison.
Yeah.
Could it?
Probably. I imagine so.
Why?
Well, how often do you do this? Do you run around naked?
I think you might get arrested, yeah.
And off of streaking?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only a problem if you did it at big sporting events.
No, I think, Becky, if any of us ran down Oxford Street in London naked, I think that people would be...
Yeah, but I thought it was taste and decency. Chris isn't a minger.
No. Thank you.
Like, if he's
saying
hot...
that only... So really ugly people, it is illegal to shoot.
I've thought about this before.
Yeah, like, I thought the whole thing was taste and decency, and it's like, if he's tasty and, like...
And decent.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
How long do you think would it be before a police officer offered his hat to put over? I've also wondered that a lot.
We're going to be giving this a go, then.
Is you that up for it? Maybe that's okay, then. Maybe you can run naked down Oxford Street with a policeman's hat over your... And then that's fine.
I just think it would be... It wouldn't take long for a bobby on the beat to offer you the hat and go, there we are, son. Cover that up for now and get in this car.
So, but the thing is, right, none of these people were changing my life. You know, it was all sort of boring stuff. It was running around naked.
Yeah,
and
I'm not really
boring. That's well dull.
But I'm not getting anything out of it.
Actually, how about another round of coffee?
Yeah, we could do coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Coffee works.
So could you buy us a coffee each?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, yeah.
See, they're just in it for personal gain and not for your life.
I'm not getting anything out of this. That cost me £6.
Did actually anything happen to change your life at all?
Amazingly, yes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Ross from Bristol's been on, saying you can tell Becky's from Bridgewater, the only place in the UK you could run down the street naked and not get arrested. That's deemed normal down there.
NFB, yeah.
Normal for Bridgewater. Yeah. Imogen's been on, not that one, saying find a quieter Oxford Street, not the big one in London. I don't know of another Oxford Street. I know Oxford Road in Manchester, but that's also quite busy.
Yeah.
We'll just find a little quiet Oxford Street, take your clothes off, run out of the house.
There's Oxford Road in Reading, but that's quite long. That's like almost 4 miles or something.
No. I need to get out of this. I need this on a technicality. I need to get out.
Just find a smaller one. Also, I've had it from someone that knows. It doesn't matter how fit or tasty you are, still not allowed to run up and down with no clothes on.
Really?
Doesn't matter how decent you are.
That is so wrong.
So Chris is saying yes to everything at the moment, and the idea being to change your life and to, you know, kind of do something different with it.
Yeah.
But it's not been going the best.
Well, no, it was all going badly until I met this one guy who was selling chewing gum on the street. Turned out to be a bit of a guru as well, this one.
The possibilities are more bigger than what I'm playing them as, aren't they? Okay. Would you like to work with this?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, come on, let's do it.
What?
He offered me a job, basically. He was there, like, kind of giving away chewing gums on the street.
Right, let's give this a go, then.
You've got to say, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, free chewing gum. All right, I'm going to give it a go.
All right, so you're now giving out chewing gum with this guy.
Yeah, I thought things were starting to move forward a bit.
Follow us on Facebook, free chewing gum. Free chewing gum! Oh, sorry, dropped it.
It's all right, 5 second rule.
But do you know what? You've been looking for a job for ages, and then within like a week of saying yes, you've got a job handing out gum.
This is great.
No payment, though. He wasn't paying me.
Free chewing gum. No. Yeah, it's, yeah, say yes.
Say yes.
Yeah, say yes. Love it.
I used to give out free stuff on the street when I worked for a little radio station. Does it surprise you? Because I was really surprised. How many people say no to free stuff?
It's really unbelievable.
It's really hard to give free stuff away sometimes. You're like, it's free. And they're like, no.
I think people are just suspicious. They're like, well, why is it free?
Yeah. What's especially in it? For me. Would you take free meatballs off me?
Absolutely not.
No.
Is that what you were selling with the radio station?
I wasn't selling. I was giving them away.
Meatballs?
Yeah.
What
the
possible
finest
reason
Swedish
would you...
meatballs?
For your radio station?
Yeah.
Were you Meatball Mandy?
No. Balls Becky.
Do you remember we had this...
Let's get that trending.
A thing before where... do you remember we had a thing before where we were talking about a radio station, a local station, where they used to have a bloke called Cream Cake Kevin? And then, and then that went on. He used to go out and hand out free cream cakes. Then that went on to a girl who worked in their PR department, and they asked her if she wanted to be Meat Pie Mandy. Basically going out and handing free meat pies to the workplaces of Yorkshire. So that was you. I didn't realise you did that.
Did you not?
No.
Yeah.
Balls Becky.
Yeah.
Please, let's get that trending.
Right. Did this go well at all today?
Well, no, because nothing was really changing my life. Up until I met these two girls and I asked them this question.
Is there anything you want me to do?
Hmm.
Oh.
So what do you reckon they said?
Well, now you said it's changed your life, I'm hoping it's not what I think.
Did they ask you to go naked on Oxford Street again?
No, they didn't actually.
Did they say they wanted to give you a makeover? Girls
no,
love
thank
and give,
God.
Giving boys makeovers.
Yeah, no, I had that last time, didn't I? No, they didn't.
Okay, I give up. What is it?
Is there anything you want me to do?
Yeah,
sure. Do you want to come shopping with us?
Yeah.
So you went shopping with two random girls?
I did, yeah.
And?
And it may have changed my life.
Hooray!
Seriously,
what you set out to do.
We went to this bookshop. Me and these two girls, and we were in this section. They were buying books. They were in this chick lit section, I believe it's called.
Oh, chick lit.
Chick lit.
Never heard of it until today.
Like, well, it's like girls' books. It's like just random kind of throwaway. What's the best way to describe it? Like stuff you'd read on the beach on holiday.
Is it
like,
some
really
of it?
Easy
is it saucy?
Reading. Yeah, some of it.
But
yeah.
Chick lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like these saucy, I think it is anyway, these sort of saucy books.
Literature for chicks.
But it's what girls read.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the sort of stuff you buy at the airport before you go on holiday. You don't have to think. It's like, you know exactly what's going to happen. It's romance. It's like a rom-com, but in a book form.
There's loads of these books.
Is it the ones that Sarah Cox reads?
Yes, she loves a good bit of chick lit.
There's loads of these books there. Like loads, and they're all bestsellers. Whoever's writing these must be earning a fortune.
Yeah, they're minted.
Right, and I thought to myself, I reckon I can do better.
Oh, where's this going?
Well, I've had a brainwave.
Oh, God.
Chick-
yes. When you get that face on, I'm just like, oh, my God.
Chicklets. I could be the next best-selling chicklet author.
I don't think you call them chicklets, do you? That just sounds weird, like some like
sounds
a little
like chocolate.
Yeah. So you are going to write chick. It's quite hard.
I don't think it is. I really don't think it is.
Did you read some of them in the shop?
I sort of flipped through a couple of them. That's
and you think you could do that?
I think I've got what it takes to be a great chicklet author. Right. I did have a look at a couple of them, and if I'm honest, they seem pretty simple.
So. What really? Kind of thing was in them, please?
Oh, it's all sort of long words for describing doing it, basically.
So, is this your new thing? Like,
what were the girls saying at this point? You're just like, oh. I bet they're like, we'll leave him to it. Goodbye.
They did, actually. And do you know, I wasn't too bothered because I've had this brainwave. I thought I'd run back here and sort of get cracking.
So you.
Oh my God, you're starting it now.
Well, no, I was trying to think of titles and I haven't thought of any yet.
I like it. Well, no, I don't like it in that way.
I love it, me.
But you're the perfect person to test it on, aren't you, Becky? Because you read these books.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very hard for you to get it right, but.
See, I don't think it is.
Right, here we go then. So you start writing your new romantic novel.
Yep.
And we'll come back a bit later on and see how you get in.
Cool.
Okay? All right. See how you're getting on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Snoop Dogg is here at Radio 1. Hello.
What it do?
How are you?
I'm all good.
How long are you in the UK for?
For about 48 more hours.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the people that fought to get me back over here. I've been doing a couple of shows out here, so my voice is kind of going right now. But I just appreciate all the love and the support that the people have been giving me to get me back over here.
You get a lot of love in the UK, don't you?
Always. It's always been like that from day one. You know, I've always been able to, you know, have that mutual love with the people over here. So I'm just happy to be back over here.
Now, we've named this week on our show Legends Week. How does it feel to be called a legend?
For real?
Yeah. Well, we had David Hasselhoff yesterday.
Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Michael Knight and Kit.
That's him. Do you know the Hoff?
Yeah, I know the Hoff.
You do?
Yes, sir. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, so it was him yesterday, and you're our legend today.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all for putting me in that category with such prestige.
Absolutely.
You know, talent.
You're there.
Thank you, brother.
Who's more of a legend, you or the Hoff?
I think the Hoff is. He was doing it way before me.
Now, you're here to promote your new album,
mm-hmm.
Documentary.
Yes, sir.
And I liked the press conference a lot. Where you were sat on a throne
mm-hmm.
in a strip club.
Yes, sir.
Surrounded by girls.
beautiful girls at that.
Did you choose those girls yourself?
Nah, it was handpicked for me, and I want to thank the brother who did that. He was a tasty guy.
They were pretty girls.
Yeah, it was real tasty.
It was almost like you picked them yourself. You
know? It looked like it was out of my Rolodex.
He obviously knows your taste.
Doesn't he?
Becky here is very excited to meet you today because she is a massive fan.
What's happening, Becky?
She went through a really urban phase a few years ago, and she bounced on every bonnet in Bournemouth.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. Mm. To your music.
Oh, that's gangster. I like that. It's a pleasure, Becky. Keep it gangster, baby.
I don't look like a bonnet bouncer, do I?
No, but I mean, looks can be deceiving, baby. Yeah. I don't believe everything I see.
She doesn't look like typically gangster, but that's what I like about her, because she really is.
Yeah, but that's what I like, too. I like the hidden hand. You shouldn't show everything. Let them guess.
Yeah. Well, wait till you see her bouncing her bonnet. It all changes. I've heard that you want to do a talent show on TV as well, a bit like X Factor.
Yeah, but aim more towards, you know, the urban community that doesn't get that opportunity to be on American Idol or, you know, X Factor. You know, shows like that. I just want to go out there and find that talent that's really hard to find, that undiscovered talent, that rock in a hard place.
Mm-hmm. And it's not really been done at the moment, is it?
Not really. I mean, I feel like a few of them, you know, get the opportunity to get on, but it's not for them. It's more for the commercialized, you know, perfect actor. Acting hair is perfect. They're outfits, they talk good, their teeth are straight. I want to find some acts that need some developing.
Right. And would you develop them?
I would definitely develop them, but I like dealing with acts that aren't perfect. I like to create and make it.
Yeah.
And make it fit.
Would you be a judge on your own show?
Most definitely.
Who else would you have?
Who else would be a good judge with me? I don't know. It'd have to be somebody that's mean, because I'm nice.
Yeah.
So it would have to be, you know, good guy, bad guy.
And you can't have Simon Cowell. But he probably wouldn't know what you're looking for anyway.
Nah, he wouldn't. He would miss.
Do you watch all those shows, like X Factor?
Nah, I mean, you know what? I watch them occasionally when there's some great talent on there, if I'm at home doing nothing.
Do you know who Cheryl Cole is?
She a singer?
She is, and she's about to be a judge on the US X Factor.
Is she good?
She is good, but I don't think that many Americans know her, so it's a bit of a risk. So that's why I asked you if you knew her.
It's okay if we don't know her. We'll learn to know her. She's just got to make us love her.
Yeah, well, people in the UK do love her.
Well, she'll win us over. She'll be all right.
Now, you've done a reality show of your own before, haven't you, Fatherhood?
Mm-hmm.
Which was one of my favourite shows on E!
Thank you, brother.
My favourite bit was you trying to vacuum your house. And I think you said something like, "This is hardcore shizzle."
It really was.
Which I've never said when operating a vacuum cleaner before.
Yeah, man, trying to keep my house clean, you know, because my kids had got so used to the maids, you know, they was brought up having things in life, and I was brought up not having things in life. So, you know, just to show them that you got to be hands-on sometimes. You can't depend on the maids. You got to do it yourself.
Can I ask a bit about your house, because I'm intrigued?
Go ahead.
Right. In your house, how many TVs are there? Damn. And what's the biggest one?
I say it's probably 13 TVs. The biggest one is a 70-inch.
That's good.
I didn't even know you could get 70-inch.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're Snoop Dogg, you can.
Yes, you really can. I know some people that know some people that know how to steal.
In the 70-inch TV game.
Yes, sir.
How much stuff in your house is Snoop Dogg branded?
In my actual house?
Yeah.
I'd have to say 5%. But in my spots in my little apartments and my studios, about 80% Snoop Dogg branded.
So in your actual house, what have you got branded? Because you're keeping it quite low key, right?
Yeah, just maybe the doormats, bathroom towels, you know, small, subtle things.
I love that. You've got Snoop Dogg bath towels.
Yeah.
Which you use yourself after you've had a shower or a bath.
Yeah.
I love that. How many pairs of trainers do you think you own? And have they got their own room?
I got about maybe 200 pair.
Amazing.
And I do have a room that I had to have built for the majority of them because I didn't have enough space at the house.
So there is a trainer room?
Yeah.
Is there a tracksuit room?
Not yet, but there's one that's coming.
And roughly, ballpark figure, how many do you think you got of those?
300-400.
So you could wear a different one every day of the year.
I really could. Every color.
That's amazing.
Flavorful.
You must have a walk-in wardrobe.
Sort of, kind of, because I'm spontaneous. Sometimes I may see something that I want to create for myself and make something and add it on to my wardrobe. At one point in time, I was into minks and furs and gator shoes and brims and, you know, silk shirts.
Yeah.
you know, that type of thing. And then I toned it back down and got into jeans and T-shirts and jerseys. And
so what did you do with all the other stuff? Did you, they must have had a field day at the charity shop.
Yeah, my well, actually, when I go on the road, like over here, my family, they real dirty. They sell my stuff in a yard sale.
Do they?
A garage sale. I come home
and
the neighbors is wearing my jacket.
You would know. It's like, yeah, that's definitely my jacket.
Exactly.
Have you ever owned a revolving bed?
The one that you pull out the wall?
Yeah.
Nah, but I always wanted one.
I know.
I used to spend a night at this lady house named Francine way back in the 70s. She used to babysit us, and she had one. We used to spend a night at her house. We couldn't wait to pull it out the wall.
Isn't it brilliant?
Pull a bed out and just, bam, let him drop in the middle of the living room.
See, I thought out of anyone you would have one.
I need to get one. Just because you said it, I'm going to put one in my new situation.
Would you?
Trip, yeah.
You must know someone that knows someone.
I do know somebody that knows somebody.
Like the guy with the 70-inch TV.
Yes, sir.
I've heard that you want to open a chain of shops. Is this true?
Yeah, snooper markets.
Brilliant.
You know, so what? That way I can take care of the needs of people who don't really have that much finances. Like, everything in my store would be $20 or less.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, what will you sell?
Everything from produce to meat products to canned goods, music, videos.
Will it be Snoop related?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's the Snoop market.
So everything is Snoop branded?
Not really, but the majority. You know, I have some name brand stuff in there that way.
Yeah.
In case you like certain things that you're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have that for you, but at the same time, I have my flavor in there as well.
Because you did a range of stuff for pets, didn't you?
Yeah, the Snoop Dogg pet clothing line. I made some clothes for the dogs, the little baby dogs, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
the
dog
need a jacket, too.
It does. Well, can you get Snoop Dogg dolls?
Yeah, I have action figures as well.
Action figures. What else can you get?
We're putting together some Snoop Dogg ice cream now, Snoop Scoops.
Do you think of the name first and then the product, or...?
It usually all comes together like a puzzle, baby.
There's so much you could do with it, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know? What else?
The Snoop Dogg foot-long hot dogs.
Really? Is that happening?
It's called a Snoop Dogg.
We're going to play your brand new single now.
Well, do it to him. Can you make your fist pump like this when you play it, too?
Becky can.
Come on, Becky.
Go
give it to me, baby.
I?
Yes, you can, baby.
Do it.
It's a bit of a weak punch. I'm a girl.
Tell us about this song.
Oh, yeah. Boom is a single that I got with T-Pain, produced by Scott Storch. Just one of those 80s throwback records. It feels good. It's party atmosphere. You know, it's club. It's just something just to make you feel like, you know, Snoop Dogg is here to stay.
Yeah, yeah, top dog.
And Snoop Dogg is our legend number two on the show this week. I want to ask you about a few people you know, if that's okay. Maybe you can tell me what they're like and how you know them, etc. Katy Perry.
Freaky, fun to work with and fun to watch.
When did you decide to work together?
She called me about a year and a half ago to be a part of her project. And she was working on an idea for a song to sort of kind of answer the New York song of Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. She was like, we need to make a song for California.
Yeah.
And it was California Girls, and it came together so smooth, so swift.
Amazing song.
Thank you very much.
David Guetta, who we had here a couple of weeks ago, how'd you know him? Did he ring you as well?
He heard a song that I had did, and he was like, let me put a remix on it. I can make this song number one. This is a number one hit song. And I was like, all right. I gave it to him, and he ain't lying. It's number one around the whole world right
Huge.
Now. So, Mr. Guetta, you are a man of your word, so I owe you 2 and 2. It's a song that I put together in light of the Prince, you know, getting married. You know, I was trying to put together a bachelor party song for him to make him feel, you know, appreciated.
So you did the song for Prince William?
Yeah. Because I know he needed some excitement in his life before he got married.
He wanted to, he wanted him to play at his stag party.
Yeah, you know, to enjoy. I mean, before you get married, you're supposed to have as much fun as you like with as many women as you like, because you're going to be with this one woman for the rest of your life. So the point of having that party the night before is to get it all out. So that way there's no need to ever look at a woman, to dream, fascinate, or none of that. So I was trying to give him the ultimate.
Charlie Sheen. You're friends with him, right?
Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend.
You did a track with him winning.
Yeah, Charlie is a fun guy to be around because he says what's on his mind.
He's a lot of fun right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, for real, though.
Yeah.
I wish more people was like him instead of, you know, acting fake. Be yourself. You know, he's letting his true color shine. He's being who he is as opposed to who you want him to be.
Are you worried about him?
Never.
So you think he's absolutely fine?
He's in his right mind. He's very sane. He knows what he's doing. He left the TV network to go get some money on the road, and now when he goes back to TV, he'll be worth whatever he wants. And then the industry now is based on ownership. He could have his own network right now. He has so many people following him, so why would you want to sell yourself short and be a slave for society when you could be the master?
Why do you think the press have made such a big deal of him recently?
Because he broke the mold, because he did something that Hollywood isn't accustomed to. They're accustomed to you playing your role and doing what you're supposed to do. Mm. When you stop doing what you're supposed to do and do what you want to do, then it becomes a problem. It's a matter of he felt like he didn't feel comfortable with that situation no more. Now he's doing his own TV show, but reality, and he's getting all of the money. He's acting the same way that he was acting on 2.5 Men.
Do you speak to him often?
When I need to.
When's that?
You know, often.
Yeah, often. David Beckham. He's a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
And he was in your show, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Guest show.
Beck is a great guy, a good friend.
Beck.
He
calls him Beck. Sorry.
He loves my music. I love his ability to do what he do.
Yeah.
He's a great father, great husband, and great friend. And I love our friendship. And, you know, some people in life just come together for some odd reason. Me and him came together one night and we just became friends. And we just been friends ever since.
Do you go around to the house?
You know what? When I make my records, this is a personal moment I'm going to share with y'all. When I make my records, he's one of the first person that I always send my record to before it's done, even before the label get it.
Really?
I shoot him a copy of it on iPod so he can, while he out there kicking it and doing his thing, he can bounce to the big Snoop Dogg.
That's amazing. So he gets to hear your stuff before, like, anyone else?
Yeah, he's exclusive.
Wow.
I might have to put you on that list, too.
I would like that a lot.
We'll figure it out. We'll have to talk to Becky about that.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, David will then play it to Victoria.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kids.
And the kids will hear it.
And then it's in the house.
Yeah. Amazing. Kanye West, he's on the album as well.
Kanye West is a very, very musical. He's a genius.
Mm.
Sonically, you know, lyrically. You know, every time I listen to his records, I see him getting bigger and better and better and better. Every time I listen to the projects that he put out, he takes his time to make his music just so different and diverse. He's one of the greatest to ever do it.
I heard you wanted Britney, too. Is that true?
Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Did I want her?
You wanted her to be, or to do something with her?
Yeah, I was. When she was down and out, I was trying to, you know, lift her up.
Right.
When she was going through that little, you know, phase, I was trying to be a friend, you know what I mean? Like, you know, come to the studio with me and I'll get your spirit back right and get you back in the right mold and the right mentality. But it didn't happen, but she did get her life back right, and I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I was worried about her because I'm a massive fan. I was worried, everyone was worried, I think, for a while, but she seems to be doing good now.
Yeah, and that's all it was. It was just concern. It was, you know, knowing that if I can get her in the studio, I could have a private moment to talk to her and let her know she got some real friends and not so much about, you know, the celebrity side, but just the real side, understanding what she's going through.
You're such a nice guy.
Sometimes you have to be.
So did you try and call her during that time?
Actually, I seen her in a nightclub, and we shared a few words and exchanged numbers and was eventually going to try to get in a studio, but it just, she got caught up doing her thing and I was doing my thing, and then she got her life right, so she didn't really need the dog no more.
Now, I don't think you've met him yet, but I know that you want to. Tiny Temper?
Oh, I met Tiny Temper.
Oh, you have, right.
We performed at Glastonbury last year.
Oh, right. I heard that you have never met.
No, we did that. We did a song together and we performed at Glastonbury. I brought him up.
Ah.
He killed it, too.
He's good, isn't he?
He's super dope. People in America love him now, too.
Yeah, I know. I was in America, and like you hear Written in the Stars everywhere.
He catching on.
Do you think he's going to break it in America properly?
He got what it takes. I mean, a lot of acts from over here really do have what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, he got the look, the sound, the style, the whole nine.
Who else do you like?
Believe it or not, I like Amy Winehouse.
Yeah?
She dope. Her sound is like real old school Motown. I don't even know how she got that sound. I'm like really eager to try to figure that out. Like, how did she capture that sound of the Motown 60s, you know, music sound?
That would be a good person to work with.
I tried to work with her.
Oh.
It didn't work. We tried, though.
Did you ring her?
No, we was in the studio like 2 or 3 times, and it just didn't work. But, I mean, I definitely want to work with her, though.
Do you like Gaga?
I like Lady Gaga. I like Sade. Sade is dope. Who else I like? Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's good. He is good.
He's phenomenal.
We had Lady Gaga perform at our festival at the big weekend.
Did she show up in an egg?
No, a coffin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she dead?
She wasn't dead.
She was pregnant.
No, she also had like a pregnant suit on.
Pardon my French, but that is crazy.
Have you met her?
Yes, and she's quite bizoik.
She is bizoik, but I like her. And finally, Snoop Dogg, who are the top three most famous people you know? Because you know everyone.
Top three most famous people
in your phone
that I know.
Yeah,
I would say Denzel Washington.
Amazing.
Who else do I know that's famous? the president, Barack Obama.
Oh,
I love it how he's second. You're like, oh, him, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have his mobile number, his cell number.
I can get it for you.
Brilliant. Okay, good. That's. I wasn't expecting that one.
And
just Barack Obama.
Queen Elizabeth.
That's not true.
That is true. I can call the queen right now and get right through to her. They won't even put me on hold. Queen, it's the dog.
I would love that.
Tell him I'll be right with him.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in today. Part of Legends Week on my show on Radio 1.
Hopefully I was legendary.
You were legendary.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, my friend Chris here, hi, is
hello.
Looking to change his life by saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
So you've been doing that for a couple of weeks, and it's not been going the best. But then you ended up going shopping with two random girls earlier because they asked if you wanted to go shopping with them, and you had to say yes.
That's right, yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, so we ended up in a bookshop. So I was with two strangers, two girls, in the chick lit department.
Yeah.
Of a bookshop, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you then said that you thought, just from leafing through a few of the pages of these books, that it was quite easy to write. Now, some of these are bestsellers, you know. Girls, a lot of girls love these books. So, I think Becky now has got a few examples of what we can expect from chick lit.
Well, this is not the normal sort of chick lit that I'd read. It's quite old school, but we had to go with what excerpts were available online. So,
yeah.
Now,
okay. What's happened is Chris has been typing away at his very own chick lit, and we'll hear that. We'll get to that in just a moment. First of all, if we can have some from you, Becky. These are real ones that already exist.
This is an extract.
Got some music here for you.
The Bride of Monte Falco by Rebecca Winters.
Why are you going West Country?
Because it's more seductive.
Okay, go.
A flash of pink caught Gino's attention. The sight of Ali moving towards him in a t-shirt and jeans, her body filled out to perfection, caused him to pause in his task of tightening the lug nuts. Is a lug nut rude?
I don't know.
I don't know. I hope not. Okay. Right, this is another extract.
Hang on, I'll change the music. Hang on. And go.
This is from The Checkered Flag. You darling, he breathed and bent his head back reverently and kissed her forehead and lay his cheek against hers and spoke with his lips against her ear. A shyness came between them, a shyness that stirred expectantly like a tree whispering in the wind. He could not have had enough of it.
Could he have had enough or not?
He could not have enough of it. He would not let her go. He was like a man slaking his thirst at the fountain of desire and still desiring endlessly.
How are his lug nuts?
Oh, it doesn't say about his.
Got another one?
Rising Darkness by Cynthia Cook. Do you want a bit of that?
Yeah.
What kind of spell have you cast on me, she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. The same kind you've cast on me. His fingers moved up to her cheek, softly caressing the hardened scars left by the wolf's vicious bites. I shouldn't laugh, because that's bad. She's been bitten by a wolf. But those hardened scars got to me a bit. So that's the sort of thing we're expecting, Chris.
Yeah, right?
Because these are the sort of books that I read all the time.
Are you along the right lines?
100% no. That gives me confidence.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll hear what Chris has got for us next. Radio 1.
podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So, Chris earlier said that it was easy to write chiclet after being in a bookshop with two random girls earlier, who he said yes to go shopping with because he has to say yes to everything. Do you want to come shopping with us? Yes. Ended up in a bookshop, was fingering through some chiclet, and then decided that it was quite easy to write.
From what I can see, it's easy, yeah.
Right, okay. So we've heard some examples from Becky. This could make you a millionaire. Seriously.
Really?
Like, you saying yes, change your life. Potentially.
Oh, right, yeah. What, if you mean if...
If this is any good, because,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, you'll get a massive advance if you can come up with the goods.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
So, right, so you said it was easy. Let's find out. So, what have you got for us, Chris?
The Demon Head Mistress by Chris.
Okay. Right, let the music establish. If you are a publisher, then get your cash out. Possibly. Okay, so, what's it called?
The Demon Head Mistress.
By Chris. You might need to work on your name, because book people have, like, stage names, don't they?
Oh, right.
Anyway, well, go.
He looked at her longingly, his eyes on the prize.
On the prize?
Hang on. More fillet o' fish than chicken nuggets. Her body bronzed like a teak mahogany bench. Her tight red dress clinged like a leech to the neck.
Like a leech.
She looked once over, then twice, with hungry eyes. One look and he was hypnotised, a demon under a headmaster's spell. She was a demon headmistress with massive lug nuts. He couldn't wait. 3 second rule. He moved closer. She was a fox. More hot than dog. More steak than sandwich. He had to take a bite. To be continued.
Oh, I cut off at the best bit.
Yeah. That is lovely, actually. Really good.
I can do more if you want, but...
Well, yeah, maybe not today, but, yeah, I definitely
liked
at
it.
Some point. That was really, as a first effort, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe this is just one of those things that you just take to like that. Some people do, some people don't.
You've
you know?
A unique style.
Yeah.
Thank you.
More hot than dog.
I like a teak, what was that?
Like a teak mahogany bench. She was bronze like a teak mahogany bench.
Yeah, it's nice, real nice.
Podcast.
All right, Steve.
Oh, hiya.
How are you? I'm very good. What are you saying?
Oh, that him reading the book, I just thought he was like a song of the streets at the first. He should write songs for the streets, books.
Well, it does sound a bit like the streets. This is my friend Chris, who does have a slight sound of Mike Skinner about him. How does that make you feel?
Honoured. They're my favourite band ever.
Yeah. So, you reading the book out, your first book, we've done a little remix of. So here is Chris reading out his book to the music of the streets. You'll like this.
He looked at her longingly, his eyes on the prize. More fillet o' fish than chicken nuggets. Her body bronzed like a teak mahogany bench. Her tight red dress clinged like a leech to the neck. She looked once over, then twice, with hungry eyes. One look and he was hypnotised. A demon under a headmaster's spell. She was a demon headmistress with massive lug nuts. He couldn't wait. 3 second rule. He moved closer. She was a fox. More hot than dog. More steak than sandwich. He had to take a bite.
That's brilliant.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Look how pleased he is. They are his favourite.
Oh, my word.
See, this is brilliant. You can now not only release your books, you can do an album of your books as well. Just by saying yes to two random girls in a bookshop earlier.
Oh, wow.
Look how your life has changed. Amazing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.